My name is Nancy Camden. I live in Wisconsin. It is January 12th, 2010. I'm going to be interviewing David Crane for the sons of John and Judy Crane, Martin, Andrew, and Christopher Crane, because this oral history was a gift to their parents for their 50th wedding anniversary, which was August 15th of 2009. David Crane is the brother of John Crane. We will begin this oral history. Would you state your full name, your birth date, and where you were born?
Yes. David Carter Crane. I was born in Wisconsin Rapids on February 3rd, 1946.
How old are you at the point of this interview?
63.
Tell me your parents' names.
My father's name was Richard Carter Crane, and my mother's name was Ida Downer Crane.
Did you know your grandparents?
I did somewhat, although I was pretty young when they passed away. I think when my grandfather died a few years before my grandmother Crane, I was probably, and I'm just guessing, but I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Were those the last grandparents in the family?
I did have my grandmother on my mother's side, Rowena Downer. I remember her, too, because there were some summer events where I went down to, she lived in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I would go from Rhinelander down to Appleton to visit her for a few days at a time. But again, I was a pretty early on in my life, and it gets a little fuzzy.
Do you have any memories of these grandparents that come to the forefront when you think about them?
My father's parents, more because we would go up to visit them at a cottage that they had in Petoskey, Michigan, which was a big event for a young guy when we would pile in the car and drive up from Rhinelander through Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and then wait for the ferry to take us across the Straits of Mackinac over to the Southern Peninsula, and then travel a few miles down to Petoskey. And I remember that event. I remember sleeping in an upstairs room, and it would rain quite a bit, and I could hear the rain on the roof. But those are fleeting memories, and that's about it. My grandmother walked with a cane. I remember that. But it's not real clear. There's not a ton of memories that go back that far for me.
Tell me about your birth order in your family and who are your siblings.
Okay, my brother, John, is the oldest. He's 9 years older than I am. We had a sister, Mary, who was 5 years older than I am, and then myself, born in 1946, like I said. My sister passed away in 1972. She was 31 years old.
What are your memories of Mary as a child?
Well, I have fairly fond memories of my sister because I guess the relationship, brother and sister, I see her when she would come home from college, and we would spend a little time together. Again, she was 5 years older, so in both the cases of my brother and my sister, they were through high school by the time I reached that age. So there was kind of a delay in this common experience that we had. As my brother and I got older, of course, our ages became closer and we have more commonality. But with my sister, we really never got to develop that a lot because she died so early on.
Do you have any specific memories of her? Do you remember her as a teenager?
Well, I do a little. I remember a boyfriend that she had that would come by. He was lived in the neighborhood, and I remember being, kind of chased out of the house when he was around. Kind of typical teenage stuff. I remember I suppose I remember a little bit the arguments my mother and sister would have, as typical between, I guess it was typical, between a mother and daughter, a teenager or a daughter, young adult daughter. I don't know exactly what they were about, but, you know, I just kind of remember that in the, sort of in the background noise. I just don't remember a lot as I go back farther in my life. I don't have a real strong memory anyway about things. I guess I'm a kind of a person that lives more so in the day, and I don't think a lot about the past. So, consequently, a lot of memories don't float up when somebody asks me, unfortunately, I guess.
What about your father? What was he like?
Well, my dad had a interesting sense of humor and liked to tell stories at the dinner table. He was a professional businessman. He was more of a scientist, but worked in the paper industry. I just have memories of him. You know, it's a pretty routine, coming home at night. He had a bad back and often would go up and catch a half an hour or so nap to settle his back down. And we had a really traditional family life. We, you know, my dad worked, my mother didn't. He'd come home from work. After a brief nap, we would have dinner, and often they would play cards or Scrabble, and those are the kind of things I remember. He had a workshop in the basement. He was handy. He liked to build different things, although I don't know what it was. I think mainly around maintaining the house. He did a lot of his own work, painting and fixing screens and those kind of things. And I remember, you know, working with him from time to time, although I was pretty young when he was doing that, because as I got older, he was getting older and did a lot less of those kind of things. And that's it. You know, again, the memories are pretty vague, and I really apologize for coming up with that all the time, but that's kind of the way it is.
So because of his back injury, was he able to throw the ball for you, and did you feel that you connected as a father and son with activities?
You know, the truth is I don't remember much of that. I think, you know, he would, like any father, would go out and we'd throw the ball a little bit, but, you know, I never at the level where he taught me how to play baseball, that kind of a thing. Baseball is really, at the time that I was growing up, was the national pastime, and all my friends played baseball. I played a little bit in the sandlot, but I didn't succeed at all in organized ball. I just didn't have much time. So I'd say that he really didn't have the time or the physical stamina to spend much time as far as sports go. But again, I do remember him teaching me things about how to use tools and whatnot, which over the years has helped me a lot. I mean, I made my living in the maintenance world, and I started out at a pretty early age with an interest in technology and working with my hands, and I think that probably came from my father.
Do you remember him helping you with your homework?
Homework. After having my own children, I think homework was always painful. I think more so it was my... I think both of my parents helped me with my homework. I think he more with math and those kind of things. I think my mother was more strongly driven to make sure I just completed what I was supposed to do, but my father would like to get into the math and the science of it because that's what he knew and understood. And, of course, it was always very frustrating for me as a young man that never really wanted to. You know, I mean, that was pretty typical. I'd rather be with my friends than stay in my room and study and do my homework. So, you know, always a painful event, I think.